Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hey, family, welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for your time, for your attention, and thank you so much for your support. Listen, as we continue to grow and move forward, I want to continue to encourage you on my website, eugenehamilton.org. My new children's book is there, right? There's a tab it simply says new children's book, right? Go there right now. Summer's coming up. One of the things that I'm passionate about, in fact, when I was growing up, we had to read throughout the summer months. We didn't have video games. We didn't have cable. I know you don't have cable now. You got streaming. We didn't have streaming either, right? So growing up, we had to read, entertain ourselves. And so a great book, if you're looking for a great book for your kids, elementary age, my new book called Go, Grow, and Glow is available right now on my website. Go get it. Buy a few for your neighborhood, start a book club, do what you got to do, because I'm trying to help kids to learn how to go boldly. That's be confident in who they are. Know that they were born with purpose, right? To grow broadly, to learn from different people every single day. We don't all look alike. We don't all think alike, but I promise you, we can all learn from each other and then glow brightly. There's a light inside of these young people. There's a light inside of you that the world is so dark at times. We need your light to shine. So don't hide your light. Today, we're talking a little bit about that hiding our light concept. We're talking a little bit about moving forward today. And I want to invite you to tune in. I want to invite you to get real close, because we're going to talk about a few things today that might step on your toes. It may be a cause for pause, but I promise you, it's going to motivate and inspire you, and most importantly, transform your thinking for a better you. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the strength you've given to us already. As we hear, as we dialogue through this episode, I'm asking that you would give us the insight that we need, so the change that we need can come in our lives. In your name, amen. One of the things that happens in life is that sometimes, I don't care how old or young you are, sometimes we just get stuck. Yeah. Sometimes in life, you can have the perfect business plan. You can have the perfect life plan. You can have everything lined up. You can even have the financial things lined up. But sometimes, as folk who are younger than me say, life be lifing, right? So sometimes things just happen in life and you get stuck. There are people who I know that have all the money in the world. They have all of the access to big name people in the world. But when tragedy strikes, you're stuck. Right. I remember watching this NBA player. I can't think Jalen Rose talk about how, man, he reached the height. He's millionaire. He was able to get his family out the hood. But nothing. No, there's no worse feeling in the world that he ever experienced was having all the money, but he couldn't cure his mother of cancer. He was stuck. Sometimes in life, we just get stuck. And let's be honest, because I do want to talk about two sides of the road, two sides of the fence. Because sometimes we experience being stuck because of poor decision making. We're going to talk about that. But sometimes we also experience being stuck and you haven't made poor decisions. It's just life is happening. And what I've discovered on the side of the fence where I've done everything that I was advised to do, I've done everything that I was mentored to do, and I still got stuck, I've learned during those times, and I'm going to hang out here for a minute, that there's something that me being stuck right now, there's something else I need to learn. It's not that I did something wrong. It's not that I got ahead of myself. It's not that I'm taking missteps. It's just simply, this is a season and time for me to sit still because life has another lesson to teach me. And there's nothing worse. Hear me out. That's why some people who are praying for elevation, some people who are asking God to give them more, it's like, man, please slow down. Because sometimes when you get more and you're not ready, you self-sabotage. Sometimes when you get more influence, you get more followers, you get more whatever you're asking for. Sometimes it doesn't happen because you're not quite ready. And if the floodgates open and you were given everything you asked for, you might drown. So sometimes we're stuck because there's a lesson right here in this season that life is trying to teach you. And my best bet is not to fight the lesson. My best bet is not to try to outsmart the lesson. Because I don't know about you, I've tried to outsmart lessons before. And guess what? I was right back at square one. Oftentimes in life, we want to skip steps. My son, he asked me the other day, he said, Daddy, when am I going to grow up? I'm like, son, I promise you, you're going to be this age. You're going to be under 18, less amount of time in your life than you'll be adult. Just chill. Just chill and let growth do what it does. Now, he's 4 years old asking me, when am I going to grow up? Bruh, chill out. And it happens when you hang around older cousins or older whatever. You think that you want to get, you know, here fast. And I understand that. But what happens in life sometimes when we try to get ahead of life or when we try to get ahead of the lessons that we need to learn. And have you ever played sports before? Right. Have you ever found yourself while playing those sports trying to skip the wind sprints, trying to skip the weight room, trying to skip what film sessions, and you get on the field, on the gridiron, on the court, and you're like, oh, wow. That's why they want me to run wind sprints. I'm in the fourth quarter and I ain't got no wind. I'm tired. I can't catch my breath. Coach wanted you to run those wind sprints to prepare your body for the fourth quarter when you don't have any more energy. Those wind sprints were getting you in shape. Now you're out of shape, right? We find ourselves trying to skip steps. I get it. I'm human. Because in the moment, step two doesn't make sense. I understand. I'm not trying to talk to you like I don't understand where you are. I get it. Because I think to myself, after step one, I've learned everything I need to know, or I think I'm smart enough to skip to step five. You've been there before? I think I got everything handled. I think I know everything. Listen, when I was 18 years old, I left home. Yeah. I thought I was grown. I thought I could. The real reason why I left home? Keep the secret. All right? I didn't want to follow rules. It's not a secret no more. It's on the World Wide Web. All right? I left home because I thought I knew more than my parents. I left home because I got, my grandma used to say, boy, you got too big for your britches. So it's a country saying that is simply saying you think you're an adult and you're not an adult. Right? I thought to myself, I could skip steps. Until one day, you go back to episode 3, right? We're on episode 49 now. One more episode. Man, can you believe that, y'all? We almost at 50 episodes. Go back to episode number 3, and you'll discover I talk a little bit about me being homeless. And I wasn't homeless because we hit hard times. I wasn't homeless because we lost our home. I was homeless because I made bad choices, right? I don't want any sympathy letters, any, oh, you, no, I was homeless because I skipped steps, I was homeless because I didn't learn how to save my money first. I didn't learn the proper steps I should take to be a responsible young adult. I was too fast. And sometimes we find ourselves stuck because there's something else life needs to teach you before you move forward. Now, moving forward, if you've ever taken a driving lesson, or if you've ever taken driver's ed, or something like that, once you put that bad boy in drive, the whole goal is to no longer sit and park. Once you put that bad boy in drive and you put your take your foot off of the brake, hey, baby, we're moving forward. Right? Everything in the rearview mirror is behind you for a reason. We're moving forward. The idea is that you're prepared now. You understand the road signs. You understand the speed limit signs. You understand all the things that it takes to remain safe and keep moving forward, no matter if it rains, obstacles. No matter if it snows, obstacles. No matter if somebody is driving erratic, you know how to maneuver and navigate. Basically, training ground is training ground. And once we hit drive, baby, it's time to move forward. And I want you to understand in life that there's some benefit sometimes. Oh, this is not popular. So your favorite influencer is not going to tell you this, but sometimes it is okay to be stuck. Let that sizzle in your spirit for a minute. Let it sit right there for a minute. Sometimes it's okay to be stuck because you're not ready. I just switched over I'm ashamed to tell you this. I've been living in California about 10 years, and I had a South Carolina driver's license the entire time. You know, sometimes I just say to myself, I'll spend a moment right here. Sometimes I say to myself, if it's not broke, why don't you fix it? I have a driver's license. It's not expired. I'll just keep it until it expires. And guess what I did? I kept that license until it expired. I go down to the DMV. My goal now is to hear me out. I'm thinking to myself, I've been driving since I was 17. I've been driving 30 years. Right? There's no way in the world they think that I'll need to take a test again. We could just do an even exchange. I'll pay whatever fee it is for the real ID and all that good stuff, and we'll be on my way. They say, okay, thank you, sir. Put that old license right here. The new license, will give it to you when you finish your test. I said, my what? I said, I've been driving since I was 17. What do you mean? Oh, okay, but, you know, it's been 10 years since you had this, blah, blah, blah. I go to the back, and as soon as I walk into the little room where you're taking the test, I mean, I'm hearing curse words. I'm hearing people upset. You know why? I think you get 3 shots and you got to come back the next week. And if you were like me and waited to the last minute, I went on the day my license expired. So if you're like me and you're back there, you took your 3 shots, right? You took your 3 times and you failed. You now got to, if you get pulled over, you're liable to go to jail or get a ticket because your license is no longer good. Get to the back, I click open, I click the button to begin the test. First test, something about how many feet should you start braking before you get to the stop sign. The first question, I should say. I was like, cool, poop, got it, correct. Second question was something along the lines of, can you ease forward if somebody is walking in the walkway in front of you as you're making a right. I put yes, ding, answer's wrong. Right? And a couple more answers came up that I thought to myself, this is easy. I don't have to think about it. Click, click, click. You can only miss 5. I missed 4. And I was like, whoa, 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 slow down, brother. Because I had 15 more questions to go. And I'd already missed 4. I could only get 1 more wrong, or else I'd have to go back and take it over again. So I said to myself, huh, what am I missing? I'm up. I think I know the answer. I'm clicking. I'm reading. Eugene, you're moving too fast. Do you know I didn't get any more answers incorrect? I looked at the lady, the proctor. I said, ma'am, is this test timed? She says, absolutely not. I said, let me slow down. Let me read each question twice to ensure I don't miss anything and then proceed to give my answer. In life, sometimes we miss the red print. Sometimes we miss the fine print because we're moving too fast. And because of that reason, we stay stuck. Or sometimes in life, we're reading the question right, but we're not giving it enough thought, and the answers are close. But all you need to be is like 1 degree off, and you're off. It's wrong. Moving forward requires enhanced mental resistance. Enhanced mental resilience. As you think about moving forward in life, right? One of the things that is so interesting about my life is that I've always grown up in protector mode.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Right. When I was born, some of you, I've shared this with you, and I'll go deeper into my story at some point as we continue to move forward and grow and develop together. But when I was born, my mother was a single mother. Right. So I'm in a house growing up and I've got three sisters, right, and a mother. And so I'm always growing up. I thought to myself, even though I was not the oldest, I'm the protector. I've got to be the one, right, to ensure that everybody's safe. I got to be the one to, even though I'm a little fellow. I mean, my older sister's probably like 7 years older than me, so she's way older than I am, right? 6 or 7 years older than I am. And I'm saying to myself, I've got to protect my sisters. And oftentimes, have you ever had? I've been in a position where you tried to lead somebody, or you tried to coach someone, or you tried to inform someone, and you're ill-informed. Have you ever had somebody give you bad information with confidence, and they didn't know they had received bad information, and they're just passing it along to you? Right? It's almost like, you know, somebody will say to themselves, I've been enlightened by this information. And they think to themselves, and this is funny right here. This is actually kind of funny because, you know, they got the new Pope has been selected, right? And there's this big old an announcement going around about how the Pope is black. And it's almost like I'm saying to myself, you know, it's so funny because I think it was his brother or somebody who responded like, we didn't know that. It's like, somebody got this information, put it out on the internet. Put his lineage on there, and all these descendants, they're like, okay. That's information we weren't aware of. Almost like, why are you spreading this? What difference does it make, number one? But number two, did you verify the information? Is the information solid? Is the information, and it very well may be, but in this moment, I'm thinking to myself, oftentimes in life, in order for us to move forward and move forward with such what's the word I'm looking for? To move forward with such pride and assurance. That's the word I'm looking for. With such assurance, we've got to be certain that the information that we've received that will aid us in leveling up is solid. Make sure that the information that has been internalized is information that's really going to help me level up. There's nothing worse than me running around out here half informed or ill informed and blaming other people for me being stuck. It is my responsibility. It is your responsibility. As you are developing this enhanced mental resilience, to understand that if I hit roadblocks, I can't blame anybody else but myself. It is my responsibility as I'm moving forward to learn how to, number one, let go. Yeah. Let me hang out right here for a second. Sometimes being stuck is just life is lifing. But sometimes, I'm on the other side of the fence now, we're stuck because we won't let go of what's keeping us stuck. Yeah, think about it. That's a purposeful pause. Think about it. Sometimes we're stuck because life is trying to teach us another lesson. There's some things we got to learn in order to move forward. So we're not stuck because of some ill move we made. It's just not time. It's timing, right? That makes sense. Sometimes we're, so I guess maybe stuck sounds negative. Maybe we're just in position, right, with purpose, on purpose, so that we can gain information to move forward. But sometimes we're stuck because we won't let go of what's keeping us stuck. How many of us have heard of stories of individuals who had potential, but because they wouldn't let go of whatever their vice was? I was watching and some of you don't know who this person is, but go Google. Google's a good platform, engine, search engine. Go look up Google. There's a guy named Monte Ellis. Before Steph Curry and Klay Thompson joined the Golden State Warriors, Monte Ellis was that guy. He was from Jackson, Mississippi, Lanier High School. He's probably about 40 years old right now. He's been in the NBA for a while. But I was watching a podcast where Monte Ellis began to talk about his older brother. And they said, man, what was the driving force behind you being such a great basketball player? He said, I played against my older brother. Oh, man, he was like 6'5", and we were like young kids, and I'm a small guy, so I would always go up against him and get knocked down and get back up again. I would try to shoot again. He would block my shot. My brother was the guy that put a basketball in my hand at 5 years old. They said, well, why have you never heard of your brother? We heard of you, right? You made an NBA. You were the shortest guy to ever come out of high school, straight to the NBA. You're the guy that came from out of Mississippi, who nobody really comes out of Mississippi playing basketball. That's a football state. He said, oh, man, my brother got caught up in the streets. In other words, he had a skill of playing basketball. He had a skill with putting that ball in the hoop. He had a skill, but he also had vices that he wouldn't let go of. And because he wouldn't let those vices go, he couldn't move forward. Because he wouldn't let the streets go, he got shot. Because he didn't get killed, thank God for that. But because he wouldn't let the streets go, what is it in your life? I'm talking to you. It may not be drugs. It may not be the streets. It may not be gangs. That's one extreme. But on the other extreme, what do you've got? What do you have to give up? Is it your passive posture toward your dream? Is it, come a little closer, is it your limiting beliefs? What do you have to let go of? Is it negative thoughts about your future? Listen, we all don't have to let go of the same thing, but ooh, this is good. We all have to let go of something. We all don't have to let go of the same thing, but we all have to let go of something to move forward. Some of you right now are hanging on to friends. What did somebody, there's an old adage or old saying about if you hang around 9 broke people, you'll be the 10th one. If you hang around 9 people who are idiots, you'll be the 10th one. Or something along those lines, right? There's variations of that saying. But some of you won't let go of your friends because you're loyal. And loyalty, I get it. I understand it. I'm a loyal guy as well. But at some point, you got to ask yourself, is my loyalty keeping me in the same place? I go home every chance I get. And sometimes I'm amazed by some of my buddies. And I use buddies loosely because I left them behind. When I say buddies, I'm talking about young men that I went to school with, that I used to hang out with, who I go back to my hometown. And God is my witness. Some of those brothers are in the same spot I left them in 25 years ago. I left my hometown 27 years ago. And some of the same guys that I used to hang out with, and we were, don't get it twisted, we were not like super thugs. We were like low-tier criminals, you know. And I say that lightly because we didn't get into any heavy trouble, nothing that warranted police activity, right? But we got into enough trouble, hear me out, that if I had maintained and kept up with them, I would be still stuck today. Some of you right now are hanging with people who may not be doing illegal activities. They may not be doing anything ill, but they have limiting beliefs. And that's rubbed off on you. And the reason why you don't go after your dream, the reason why you, this is May of 2025. And the reason why you have already given up on your New Year's goal, because you're hanging with people who don't believe that you can get it. And so you said to yourself, well, maybe they're right. You got to let go. The last thing some of you got to let go of, limiting beliefs, number one. Some of you got to let go of some of the circle of friends that you're hanging with. I'm not saying be rude, be nasty, but you got to find a new crew of people. And some of you have got to let go, hear me out, of a false reality. Some of us have high hopes and have high dreams. Have you ever had somebody who actually have a dream and they think that they're already living in it, so they act like it, but they don't do the work to get there? It's almost like people have this idea of, oh, let's say I'm going to be in the NBA, and they begin to operate like they're LeBron James, right? Or they have all these, but they don't do the work to get there. I'm like, that's a false reality. Now, yes, please have posters on your wall. Please have people that you admire. Please have people that you follow that influence you, not cause jealousy, but people that influence you and motivate you to do better, right? Please have all that. But know that they didn't get there by looking at Instagram. They put in work. They didn't get there by scrolling all day. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at this. Oh, they didn't get there by scrolling all day. Who's your favorite singer right now? Whoever it is, whoever your favorite singer is, your favorite entertainer, your favorite rapper, whoever that person is, know that they didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to be on the Grammy. I'm going to get a Grammy, and just boom, they got a Grammy. No, they put in work. And many of them put in years of work. Many of them face rejection. This is where this whole enhanced mental resilience comes into play, because you're going to be rejected. You're going to be told no. You're going to be looked at like you lost your mind because you got this big lofty goal and dream. But you got to put in work. Sorry. Yeah. You got to put in effort. Some of you right now, it's funny. I had a revelation, a slap in the face, I should say, where somebody asked me one day, how much have I invested in myself? I was like, huh. It's like, monetarily, can you put a number on it? What have you been willing to spend on upgrading your knowledge, your level of intellect, experience, exposure to? And I gave them a low number. They're like, yeah, that's why you are where you are. Because you don't believe enough in yourself to invest in the education that you need. I'm not talking about just a college degree. I'm talking about education that you need. There are people who have skills that they can teach you to help you level up. But you, go back to the last episode. you're not a generous giver. So I want you to move forward. I want you to begin today thinking about ways that you can simply let go. I'm not here to tell you, I'm going to give you a laundry list of things you got to let go. You know what you must let go of. You know who and what is holding you back. Now it's time for you to take action. It's not enough for me to just sit back and say, oh, you know what? I know this vice or this habit is holding me back. It's almost like people who want to lose weight, right? I know that Whopper is holding me back. Let it go. I know it's easy. I am preaching to the choir. I know it's easier said than done. Or I know that drinking them two Cokes every day is keeping me from, you know, people work out at the gym every day, but their eating habits are poor and they wonder why their body isn't changing. You won't let go of what's holding you back. And what I'm saying is you can have all the smarts in the world, like that guy just gave you the example. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't let go of what's holding you back, you'll remain stuck. But I know you better than that. I know that you're going to leave this episode. In fact, go ahead and start sharing this episode out. I know you're going to leave this episode knowing full well that there's something that I'm going to let go. And because of what I heard today, I've got the courage to let it go so I can go, so I can grow, and so that I can glow. Do me a favor. Share this out. Share this with somebody you know is stuck. Somebody you know has all the potential in the world, but they need to hear just a little word of motivation that will transform their lives and that will give them what they need to take that next step. I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll tune in next week. Next week, we are on episode number 50. Thank you all for journeying with me. Don't forget to go to eugenehamilton.org. Click on New Children's Book and get your children ready to do some powerful summer reading, learning how to be responsible, resilient, and powerful young people. Thank you again for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Go be great. Peace.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.